Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
We back.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, hello. I thought
to the people. Oh, I normally do, but yeah, I was saying hi to you guys.
And I'm saying hi to them. And
I mean, it's hi to everyone,
right? Yeah,
we're here, they're here.
Yes.
Hi guys.
We're all high.
We're high.
Hey everyone. How's your week? How we doing? How's life?
Life's good. Life is life.
All right. If you had to make an animal noise for how your life is going right now, what would it be?
I was about to do that.
Really?
The elephant noise. Yeah.
Shush.
Yours was pretty clean. That was a nice.
I did.
That was a horse neigh.
Just a little horse neigh. Horse neigh. Do you guys like my Good Burger shirt?
Oh my
gosh. That's so dope, man.
What in the,
Kale.
In the for, Andy Warhol goodness
for
that?
You listeners, I got a new shirt and it's a Good Burger shirt with Kale on it.
But it's very like.
Yeah, it's kind of abstract-y, graphic design-y.
Yep. His face is just a burger.
It's it's a burger.
It's just a burger.
They are doing Good Burger. They're making a new movie. Kenan and Kel are going to be back on screen together in a feature film. They're making Good Burger 2, the sequel.
Be so great. I cannot wait.
Congrats. I can't wait.
I literally can't wait.
Kenan and Kel is like our, like, that was my Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. Like, we were on Nickelodeon, but Kenan Kel was my Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. And just watching Kenan on SNL, man.
Dude, just, he's so funny.
Yeah.
He's so,
so consistent and, you know, they're alive, just in, like, just still doing it, you know?
It's going to be weird. In the same way, coming back and doing this podcast together is, like, weird and surreal and fun and strange. I'm sure them being back in their Good Burger roles, like, that was, like, the beginning of their post-Nickelodeon, like, you know, send-off. That was, like, man, so going back to do those roles must be so strange and so awesome.
It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
One day.
So, today, friends at home, listeners, audience members, we're not going to review an episode. We are going to answer your questions that you've submitted to us through Instagram and Twitter. But yeah, we took questions from you guys. We love doing episodes like this. It's so fun to talk directly to you. The last couple times we did it, it's just been fun. I like this version of interacting with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks. Got a lot of comments, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Thanks for following what we're doing. Thanks for being a part of the podcast. Thanks for joining our Patreon. All right, who's got one?
I got one.
All right.
You guys have a pretty strong friendship. What's your secret? Asks Gordon Colin 93.
We didn't see each other for 20 years.
Yeah. We were not together to rub each other the wrong way.
Yes, exactly.
You can't rub each other the wrong way if you're not around.
And now we have reached that adult maturity where we won't tell each other how we're really feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can just be a good.
We can just rub each other until we're tired.
And then leave.
And then see you in 20 more years.
100.
No, I don't know.
No,
we've seen each other. I don't know.
What's the secret? Is...
A great origin
story. I respect you both. A great origin story, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of that.
I'll say with us in particular, it's the origin story. Like, we cannot... The time we had on Ned's is forever. It's forever a part of us. Mm-hmm. And I love being around you guys because, fuck, you're the only people who really get this part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, share that
Nobody
experience.
Nobody else understands this particular thing that we carry.
Yeah.
And so it's so cool being around each other with that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, the burdens leave my mind. Like, you know, anxieties and thoughts leave me, like when I can just be here with you two, it really is like this form of play, and it's not put like it. It's really like this natural thing.
Yeah.
So we have a great origin story. The other thing I'll say about like what's your secret to good friendship is you can't force a good friendship. Friendships are built over time, but also by just something that's unspoken and unforced and untaught. It's just like a reciprocal energy that you feel when you're around each other. With any of my close friends, mm-hmm. I can go years without seeing somebody, but my close friends, there is no secret. They're just my friends. They're my people. I know because I feel it when I'm around them. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel safe. I feel free.
Yeah.
I feel free to be silly. I feel free to be serious. Like all those things. Like there's like a inherent safety or trust or openness that you just gotta like sense into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we share a bond, man. And one that's just beautiful because we got a chance to be vulnerable with each other in a certain way where it's like, okay, we know we're each getting sent out there to make fools of ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. and it's this non-judgmental kind of energy
mm-hmm.
that that happened in our formative years, and I'll always feel that.
And we were all given permission, like, at the same time to do this thing for the first time, and, you know,
Yeah.
Showing ourselves to one another, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think you're right about that. I think in whatever context, like Ned's, we really saw each other. Like we were in an environment that required it.
Yeah.
And I think in any circumstance, like when you really see someone, no matter how long time goes by, like you know something about, you know them, you kind of know some core part of them.
Yeah.
So this happens for people at like music festivals and shit too, is like you go through something to get, you like meet someone and then you see them on a very vulnerable, open, intimate, raw, kind of like naked level.
Yeah.
And that really creates kind of a lasting bond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I love that question.
So honest, that was a great question.
You got one, Daniel? I can find one.
Oh, did Cookie end up with Lisa? That's a question to me.
Yeah.
No, Cookie did not end up with Lisa. Okay. Well, maybe in some future fan fiction universe. Yes. about that reason. But no. Rachel Sibner, the character who played Lisa, she's such an awesome person. She found a beautiful man who stole her heart, Greg. They're now married, and she has a beautiful daughter named Emma. She's just so great.
Wow.
But yeah.
Well, and I don't. It is so rare for like even the characters. It's so rare for your middle school. It's just Stalker not to, to be who you end up with. People ask me often when talking about the show, like, do you think Ned and Mose ended up together? And it's like, no.
Highly doubt it, yeah.
No.
It's not the way the odds work.
That was
our
first love kind
first
of deal.
First love.
You know what I mean? Big deal.
Yeah. Big deal.
Mm-hmm. Not usually your last deal.
Yeah.
Not usually your last deal. Mm-hmm. Just like us in real life.
I mean.
Okay, from Little Umbies. Did Devin like Christian Serratos in real life? Here's what I'll say about that time. We were all just, we were at that time on the show. We were just at that time where the hormones are just flooding our systems. I think the liking was just this amorphous energy moving around the set amongst many of
you
us.
Like things, yeah.
Like, yeah, there was some liking of Christian, there was liking of Lindsay, some liking of Carly, Carly liking Christian, like, you guys fight. Like, there was just, guys, we were kids working together all the time in the same way that liking is going around your schools, same way on our set. I liked Christian, okay.
I told Theo and Rob that I liked them both before you called me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
And it created problems.
So many
it's a numbers
issues.
Game, guys. You got to get your
you
numbers
know what
up.
I mean?
You got to get your numbers
and it was
up.
The same with me. When like we were just experiencing so much love that you didn't really know where to put it or which one belonged where. It just kind of like.
It was on
it was
everybody.
Bursting. Yeah, it was great.
If it was the 60s, we all just would have formed like a family.
Yep.
Because, Theo liked you. Rob liked
you.
Well, she was curvy, right? Everybody likes curves.
Had them yams. You know what I mean?
Yams.
Everything's a yam.
And,
wow.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just take it to a place of hate for 1 second. Why do you show your feet off so much? Because I'm proud of them and I have them.
That's real.
No, I love this. Like, why do you show them? Only do foot fetishers say, why do you show them off? She has feet and she's barefoot.
That person has a foot fetish.
That's what I mean. You're not showing them off. You like to be barefoot.
I love being barefoot. Anytime I could be barefoot, I could be walking outside, I'd be walking upstairs. It just entered your fucking house. Especially since you take shoes off usually before you go into somebody's house. Barefoot is just the way. I get really hot too. And so I got to keep my hands and my feet like cool or able to whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm always barefoot just because.
I know a lot of people have this like grounding thing with being barefoot.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of what it is.
Yeah, I work, there's like artists, like musicians who are barefoot on stage because it keeps them grounded. I worked with an actor named Thomas Jane who's really great. And he was barefoot like, we were shooting at 3 a.m. in Buffalo, like in the winter. It was cold as fuck. And he's just like, if I'm not filming, I'm barefoot. So just on the street in Buffalo at night, it was cold, barefoot. But it's like a grounding thing. It's just some human thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I knew that the grounding thing, but in the cold, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was to another level. Yeah. But for people who don't have the kink, it's just called being barefoot.
Yeah.
Yes. Why are you showing them things?
Oh, gosh, put those away.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You're so removed. So this guy says, do you miss Cowboy Cookie? And he sent...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Him singing this song. Cowboy Cookie, yippee, yippee, yeehaw! I don't miss Cowboy Cookie, but I had a great time.
Wait, what's the whole song? Can you sing it?
Cowboy Cookie, the ladies really love him. Cowboy Cookie, the best you ever saw. Cowboy Cookie, the bullies, they don't scare him. Cowboy Cookie, yippee, yippee, yeehaw! Yes, I remember all the lyrics.
That's our next TikTok.
I'm in love with you.
Perfect. I was the first Old Town Road before Lil Nas X.
Hey, right.
First little cowboy.
Wow.
Doing his thing.
Wow.
Yeehaw. More.
What's the way?
Oh, show them the way.
What's the way?
Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Learn how to hear your inner guidance system known as your intuition. Some might say it's your ancestors whispering to you. Whatever that is, there's many kind of things we listen to inside ourselves. And the way is listening to your inner guidance system.
That's real.
That's the way.
Is it possible to make a spinoff version of Ned's without permission?
So look, like, yes, I think there is a version where we could make something like Ned's, but not call it Ned's, and then we wouldn't be in a copyright issue. Mm-hmm. So maybe. I don't know. We'll see how things play out.
I love working with you guys. Mm-hmm.
I completely see something.
I wouldn't want us to miss the chemistry and the opportunity to share with our fans.
I agree.
Great content.
What would be our dream... next project together, and they said it doesn't have to be the reboot. If you say that, that's fine. But they were kind of asking, like, what genre or what would be the thing that we could do together next? And in my head, it would be really fun to make like a modern comedy movie. That's one of those comedies for me. I think it would be really fun to do something, one of those comedies that's kind of grounded in reality. Like, it's funny, there's funny bits, but there's also like a natural like realism to it. Mm-hmm. Us as adults going through some adventure, some like life emotional process adventure that's like funny, sweet. I that would be fun to me.
I completely agree, and I totally agree with Daniel. I think working, like, talking with you guys obviously is great, and like working with you at this capacity, but like that ability to really be behind characters and connecting again,
it would be cool.
It's I don't know, just in character skins and bodies, like without us, because that shit is still there, whatever it is. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you got something you'd like to do?
anything fun, man. I love having fun with you guys, and that is generally going to be comedy. Can we take it somewhere else, do some drama for sure? Could we do like a horror? Yeah, Lindsay and I kind of
did, yeah,
like
we
a,
did
a horror movie project recently. But yeah, man, any comedy, man, because I just I just love seeing you guys have fun as much as I enjoy creating.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah, we'll see. This whole like vortex of this podcast that we're doing, we'll see what kind of comes of this, what spins out
what
of this.
Generates,
and, and like, we really like being around each other. So yeah, at a certain point, I feel like one of us is going to have an idea that's like, hey, why don't we try this? You know, I don't know. We'll see. P Zizzle says, for Lindsay, struggling with BPD, what's one thing you've learned to cope with it?
BPD, one thing that I've learned to do to cope is...
For anyone who's listening, when we say BPD...
BPD is borderline personality disorder. It's an emotional dysregulation disorder that kind of leaves you with a really unhinged sense of self and relationships. And so the thing that I've done most, you know, I'm working a program, and while it is for sobriety, it has brought so many character defects to the surface, and it has helped me put space in between my reaction and you know, the stimulus that made it happen. So I work a program, and I try to work it every day. In fact, it means calling myself on my shit literally 90 times a day, like 100, 190. Like, it's... And then you just go back, you decelerate, you de-escalate, and then you play back what happened. You get away from people, right? Get away from people. If they want to come and be okay with you, don't. Leave me alone. I can't talk to people, or else I'm going to have a bigger amends to make later. Please leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And make sure the people around you understand that, right? And then I go and I'm with myself. Sometimes I do something sensory, like you hold an ice cube, or like, you know, you get outside, you walk, anything that can just put out that fire and that rage a little bit, put out that chaos and that fear. And that's what's up. But learning to find time between that reaction and those things was it. And then just having good friends, like having a good friend that you really trust and let in. And that was part what the work did for me too, was be able to like let somebody in who could actually help me, you know.
You've just clearly been doing the work. Like, I forget, it was something small today, but like you like got heated and you like very quickly like pulled back and you were like, oh, sorry, like that was like a lot. Like, and you like pulled it back real quick. Like, I know that you like doing the work and like practicing.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, just don't, try to stay safe. Like, whatever is happening with you and your BPD, like, go jump in a puddle of pillows, because, man, the self-harm can get really real. So what I would do is just try to make yourself safe from physical harm. Like, if you do have to yell at somebody, you can make up for that later, but really just try to keep yourself from physical harm. And like the ice cubes and like the really tricking your brain, like taking a super cold shower, jumping in, like taking a super hot, whatever, like that's kind of get your senses out of it.
It's real.
Thanks, Linz. What you got, Dandy?
Carrie, 121617 says, will you guys keep going once you've gone through the rewatch?
Well, I want to say, that might be years from now, because we have so many episodes to get through and Q&As. So that's a question. That's a bridge to cross way in the future.
I'm still going to need a job.
Yeah.
But
unless something better comes along.
But the hope is,
time out, you guys. I got one for us.
Uh-oh.
What happened to Mr. Feeney or the actor who played him? Bring him on the podcast.
Wow. Mr. Finn, that's a whole other
that team.
Boy Meets World, and they have their own
Brotherly Love podcast. Pod Meets World.
What happened to
Did
Mr.
you just
Feeny?
Say Brotherly Love?
Oh, was she trying to spell Sweetie? Brotherly
Wasn't
meets
one of them
world?
On?
No.
Wait, no, they do have a Boy Meets World
They have
podcast,
a Boy Meets, yeah, I know. She just referenced a whole other show, which is Brotherly Love.
But wait.
That's not
Hey, I can see where you might have arrived there, though.
Yeah. Sorry,
that was the Jonas Brothers. I'm joking. They'll never see this.
And they might have been, they might have crossed Feeney and Sweeney in their brain.
Feeney and Sweeney, yeah. Mr. Feeney.
That could have been.
So wait, but what was the question? If they were talking about Mr. Sweeney, what happened?
Or the actor who played him, bring him on the podcast.
Oh, Mr. Sweeney?
It would take tracking Don down.
Oh, yeah. Don Creech? We could maybe do it. I think
he
has fond memories of us.
Yeah. Hopefully. Dude, Don Creech, the actor who played Mr. Sweeney on Ned's, his IMDb, he's been in so much shit, man.
Tips for living alone.
foundationally, learn how to take care of yourself.
Living alone
will force you to. The mess is yours. No one's coming to clean it. So it'll force you to get into a rhythm with taking care of yourself. Clean your fucking bathroom. Clean your toilet. Clean your shower. Clean your kitchen. Yeah. And get into a rhythm of keeping your space in order enough. And then getting comfortable when it's a little messy. Reach the breaking point. Clean it. Like, that's a beautiful practice when living alone. And then just get into your flow when living alone. Make it comfortable. What do you want it to feel like in there? What's your like dream vibe? I would make my spot just my vibe. Like, put up little fucking lights that make it a vibe. Lighting is everything. Oh, that's another tip. Lighting is everything for your central nervous system. Vibe out your lights, man.
Yeah, it's the difference between you enjoying the space that you're walking into or hating it.
Or feeling stressed and you don't even know why. Mm-hmm. It's because your lights are fluorescent overhead lights.
Yeah, like, and you're giving you the raccoon eyes down here. And you don't have anything showing you, making you look good. So when you walk into the mirror, you got the backlight and it's making you look terrible.
Yeah.
A lamp is I just love a warm lamp.
Yeah. There's I saw like some debate. I saw some debate on TikTok. This guy made this video showing the three different kind of temperatures of normal living light, which is like white light, kind of in between yellow white, and then like the soft warm light that used to come from lights that weren't LED. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this. The yellow, this is the light. And I saw a bunch of people being like, fuck that. Like, white is the only way.
No, kitchens, I can do the white, teeter-tottering on blue.
Yeah.
But when I'm in my living room, I need warm. I need that incandescent light. I need it closer to red, that yellow.
Yeah, if you think white, which is actually blue light.
You're a psychopath. In your living room? No.
You're a psychopath. And honestly, like on a neurological, biological level, dude. No. Those lights at night are fucking you up, dude. Your central nervous system is fucked up. You crazy.
Yeah, the incandescents, the ones that are warmer, it's like a fire or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's giving you that type of natural
light.
That's literally it. You know?
Yep.
That's literally it. It's fire. It's the hues of fire. Our biology wants that at night. What? You want your living room to feel like a hospital?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the way I feel. No,
you're wrong.
Some people
freaks on
are
TikTok?
Very comfortable in hospitals.
Right? And that's where they should be. Psychiatric hospitals. Yes.
You like the overhead white fluorescent?
No, I don't.
You want it.
I make a list. Oh, gosh.
You want a vibe? You want a candle? You want a lamp?
Yes.
Dude, a lamp goes so far.
Perfect lamps that, like, and I turn both of them on. Oh,
nice.
You know?
Yeah, so deck out, if you live alone, deck out your space. Make it a fucking vibe. Here's the good test, too, is you want, when people come in, you want to hear a little, for the first time, you want to hear a little surprised, oh.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I love when I get that from people, like, it feels really nice in here. I love that shit. Yeah. It's like, oh, thank you. I know how to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to create a space. Yeah, did you like, do you live on your own now?
Well, I'm kind of with my young lady and then.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like living alone?
Prefer it. It's my preference.
That's true, actually. I know it is.
Yeah,
with you?
Yeah.
But, okay, so why are you not living why are you not living your preference now then?
You know what? And this is
say
this
it
a tough
in a way
to
that
answer.
She's gonna hear this.
Yeah, I know that stuff. I have to. You put me in a tight little spot.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I have a beautiful young lady, and you know, we're building things together, and that is why I am located where I'm located. Yeah, I guess. It does things to
I
you.
Hope she doesn't watch the show.
Oh my gosh, I hope she does. That's so sweet.
That is so sweet.
That is so sweet. No, I love that. I adore that. But I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
just like
it's tough. Sometimes you gotta give a little. Like
yeah.
there is your perfect world, which involves only you, but then there's also some positive things about others.
Yeah, because like when you're on your own, you only have to really give what you want to give. But then when you give something that like, I don't know, like give to, I don't know, it's kind of nice too, or you receive something from another person that you really need, like that's the joy I found in it, because like,
and now
I know, I think I'd be ready to live alone again,
and
now that I've gotten a little better handle on taking care of myself, that was a big one for me.
An accessible community, like sometimes it just takes one person and then you have that connection to community.
Yes.
And it'll save you in those times that you didn't know you needed to
be with other people. I've been living this new phase with roommates. I've had good roommates. I've had bad roommates. Currently, I have the best situation I've ever been in. Like, we just have this flow. And there's this beauty of when you're living with roommates. of you like, you change each other without even doing anything mm-hmm. because you're living around each other in your most intimate space. And that over time, like hopefully you're picking good roommates because nothing's worse than a toxic roommate
in
your home space. Wait, what?
My young lady and I shared a space with two other roommates at one time. You know? And they were dating as well, but it was rough. And these are good friends of mine, but you notice everything that you're like not okay with. Like, hey, you ate with that dish. Clean that dish. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't just stuff them into the freaking, not dryer. What do you call that thing?
A dishwasher.
Cut the dishwasher on it.
Yeah, turn it on.
Yeah.
Unload it every now
Dang.
And then.
And then certain candle scents I just hate.
I
actually don't like those artificial smells in general.
Same.
Right.
One of these roommates love doing that, and I hate it. And I'm like, I'm cutting you off and everything. Damn.
Dude, that's real. Like, man, living with
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Even if they're good people, but you just don't live well together because your home, look, the world's, you know, it's complicated out there. It's a lot out there. Your home is your refuge. Your home is the safe space. Your home is the place where you undo your bra and you let your titties out. You know what I mean? Yeah. But if you can't let your titties out because you're feeling a little stressed about your roommate, holy shit.
Tough.
I was struggling when I had a roommate that I did not get along with because at that time outside, I was really struggling too, and then there was no safe space in my home, dude. I was just like, I was imploding. It was a rough time.
I have also experienced a time, many times, when my home has not been a safe place. Even the place inside of me is not safe.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But that, and when you just feel like there's no rest.
Resting because there's no, your space, your central nervous system can't rest because you're on edge.
Constantly on.
Your home needs to be that place where you go like, here's where I can breathe and rest and then go take on the world. And when you don't have it, it's so tough. Yeah. I also want to ask, I think a lot of people move in with partners like young. And that I feel like, man.
Just a bad decision.
It's just tough, man. I think when you move in with a partner, especially like early on in a relationship, like relationships, it's cool. Move in with your partner. Do it if you feel it. But man, I just found like it gets really tricky when you're at a young age with a partner and all of a sudden, like you're not choosing to see each other. You're seeing each other all the time, day in, day out, night, morning, everything.
Mandatory. You gotta see this one.
And like a lot of love and intimacy and beauty and fun comes out of that, but also you don't have a choice. Break. You don't have a break. You don't have a chance to like just ground in your own energy. And man, it can be tough.
Oh, yeah.
So don't merge too quickly.
I've lived with 3 partners. Yeah. And one of those is great. The other, like, big learning situations, but it was first off, I moved them in with me. And, you know, it was for a reason way other than a relationship, just some kind of masking something.
No, see that.
And he added penises. You know
well, that's another tricky bit. You said you moved them in with you. Like, if your money situation isn't
because
the same,
I had the upper
you had money.
And, like, I couldn't learn anything from these folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was nothing to learn.
You broke ass, motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
And like a relationship has enough on it. Now you're going to stack like the economics of it. Are we paying equally? It's just you're putting a lot on a plate that's already full.
Yep. Yeah. Or there's no plate yet. Yeah, there's barely a plate.
You don't even
It's a napkin. You just got utensils in your hand. Jesus.
Wow. Carmen Cruz. Carmen_Cruz, that's 2 U's in Cruz, asks, why is adult life so hard and boring? That's tough. Rude awakening, huh?
So hard and boring. That's that part I really find amusing.
Hard and boring.
Because, you start the things, that you did think were fun are not as fun. Like, riding your bike is not going to be the same type of deal, right? But, like, when you chose to ride your bike, you weren't putting off things like, oh, I need to, like, talk to my sister or my mom or, like, do this, that, and other. But adulthood is just having those pleasures narrow, but, like, each of your 80% of your decisions be, like, reaching still for that small bit of gratification that becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until you deal with the things that, like, you actually need to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I fully agree with what Lindsay just said there. I'm going to try to look into the hard part. Why is adult life so hard? I mean, there are now consequences for your actions, or elevated consequences, and a multitude of consequences. And there is a more defined idea of right and wrong, of win and fail. You know, you got to keep that roof over your head. You got to keep those lights on and stuff like that. So you do have to lock yourself into some sort of routine and forego some of your desires for the necessities of life. And so that's what I would consider hard. And we all experience it, you know?
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah,
man. Mm. Being an adult is hard. I think the consequences thing is, like, it's all on you now.
Yeah.
And that's hard, and also can add to the boring bit, because there's a chunk of adult life that is pure maintenance. And it takes up a decent chunk of time and energy. It's just maintenance. It's just laundry, dishes, reorganizing your life. Oh, I cleaned my room yesterday. It's dirty again. I got to clean it again. Like, there's just...
And like, body maintenance, working out.
Body maintenance, working out. Let me eat water. Oh, I got to cook dinner again. Like, so much of adult life is just maintenance. So that part can get really monotonous and boring.
There
but you can
go.
Also
yep.
find... You can also find some freedom, some beauty in it some of the time. Like, you can find that Zen moment where you're like, wow, I just cooked for myself again. Like, good job, me. Yeah. And it's also hard because, yeah, those consequences, man, if you put something off, they're going to come find you. Like, the consequences are there. It doesn't go away.
One of my favorite things about my friend Alyssa is that, like, she can do the same task, obviously, every day, like we all can, but she does it like it's new every day. Like, she brings an energy to it that is, like, She's there, like, every day. It's just, like, how can I do it better? How can I do it different? And I don't know why. That's just not a mentality that I ascribe to at all. Like,
I want to say to the person who asked that, too, like, there's just an inherent part of adult life that's sort of boring. So you kind of have to accept that. But if really, like, all the time you're feeling bored... life is still really fun. Like, but you gotta go find
that's
that.
Also, like, what it is. You're only gonna get out what you put in. Like, you can't just, like, you gotta go ham to get that result. And you can hang out on the side and, like, still get what you need, but maybe not what you want if you would put the full effort in.
Yeah,
and,
like,
just focus on something.
Yeah, or go into a new experience. Like, if you're bored, maybe you're just seeing the same thing every day, that can drive you insane. COVID sort of drove me insane because my routine had never been less diverse. It was just like, I'm in my house, this shit is happening every day. There was nothing new, nothing novel. And so if you're bored, go do something new that's fun to you. Go to a concert, go to a live music experience, go to a fucking rave. Like, I don't know. There's still a lot of fun to be had in this life.
Yeah. And as an adult, now you can actually work to make money. Of course, you're going to have to sacrifice some hours to go ahead and make that money. And then you get to spend it how you want.
Yeah.
There's no adult or guardian saying, hey, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
So adult life can be the opposite of boring. It can be very interesting and exciting because the world is your oyster. You can do what you want to do within reason.
Yeah, find a way to travel, man. Travel is so fun. So fun. Here's one from Simon. Simano SP. I'm wondering if you guys have ever had to do this. Adult guide to breaking up with a toxic friend.
Toxic friend. Oh, not boyfriend or girlfriend.
Toxic friend.
Yeah,
like, I feel like I wasn't prepared for this part of life, which is that sometimes you have to break up with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we all know breaking up with a partner. We all know what that is. But, like, break up with a friend. This does happen as you grow.
That is, that's a really pain. Okay, so when that happened to me, it had just gotten to a point that I I had no more heart about it because of how much I was being just like wrecked on the daily. And at a certain point, it was just like, detached. I mean, it was very painful up until then, but I kind of was just like, it was very unemotional at the end. Like, I'm not doing it anymore. And here.
You've reached your limit. And it was just accepted you've reached the limit.
And here's the thing. I could tell I actually loved that girl because I really did just wish her, like, not bad, not nothing, not anything. I can't be here with you anymore. Yeah. I love you. You have, like, done and shown me some of the, like, best things in my life. You protected me, everything. But, like, if you can't see me as, like, your friend and offer me what I offer you, it just can't happen. Yeah. And so, yeah, that was that. It was pretty simple.
Yeah.
But it did take a lot of lead up to that and a lot of red flags for that to be okay. But, yeah.
You ever had to end a friendship?
Oh, yeah, man. Some of it was, like, moochers. Like, moochers. I've had that. You know, people who are around for the good time kind of only, and you always find yourself or find them saying, oh man, my wallet, oh God, yeah. You know, and you end up having to fund the good time. It's like, yeah, I can just have a good time myself. so me with situations like that, I take hard stances and I'm just like, yo, screw this person. And yo, kind of screw everything about them. Like, I don't, because where they get you is they try to throw the whole sympathy thing. Like, oh man, I'm sorry about the last time. It was just because this and blah, 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 blah. And they'll hit you with a sob story. You have to detest the energy that they felt it was okay to bring you and, you know, respond in that same way. Not to throw negative shade at them, but be like, yo, that's a negative aspect of my life. I don't want to pick up no call, block you, whatever you got to do. Just shut it down.
That is what I, yep.
Yeah, there's a version where you just like peel out, like you just take the exit ramp on the relationship and just kind of stop it. Like there's kind of the more ghost, like just like peace, space.
Ghost.
Yeah,
I'm ghosting.
There's that version of it that's actually totally viable some of the time. I know it sucks, but like there's no way to avoid the discomfort there's no way to avoid the discomfort of breaking up with a friend. No. So if you got a ghost, like whatever gets you the fuck out of there.
Yeah, because you matter.
Because you matter.
You know, they're taking you for granted. You matter.
Yep.
Shut it down.
Yeah, if you feel this way and it's reached that point where you know, well, then own that and just to some degree just like let go of needing, how do I do it right? Like, how many times have I thought through a conversation? Yep. How do I say it just right that makes them good, me good, doesn't hurt our feelings, and we leave? Like, I've seen that fucking TikTok of this like therapist being like, you just need to tell them, well, this season of life is no longer where I need to be, but I wish you flowers and ponies and me too. It's like, nah, there's no real clean way of saying, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
So kind of just accept that that's part of it and remove yourself. Yeah. However you got to do it. Give them as much respect as you want in a conversation. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is just get out of the fucking relationship.
Know that you don't owe anyone anything, all right?
And you can't really give anybody anything either. Like nobody's going to do anything based off what you say or what you do. Like, if you're a stepping stone in their life at a time when their awareness is cultivated so that they can move forward, then, yeah, you were there with them. But nobody's going to ever do or anything off of what you say or do until they're very much ready.
Yeah, I had to end, like, a huge friendship in my life. Like, I had to consciously end it. I couldn't just ghost either. Like, we were very close, and It was brutal.
You actually had to talk through it?
Kind of. And over years, it never settled. Like,
you felt like you owed that to him?
No.
Oh.
No. I had the conversation, and then just over the years, I kept checking in. I didn't know it would be forever, but I just kept checking in with myself, and something in me broke in our relationship. I'm like, I can no longer be here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For a million reasons. What I realized is I need, in order to feel good and like equal and reciprocated in this relationship, I need this person to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's not going to happen.
Right.
This person is this person.
Right.
Yeah. And if to feel okay in this relationship, I need them to be a different person. Well, that's not going to work.
Find some other person.
So then the truth was brutal, which was like, wow, so I need to break up with a friend. Like, it was a crazy awakening of like, holy shit, I have to break up with someone that I love. Mm-hmm. And it hurt him and it hurt me and it created a rift in my friend group, but it was what it was. It was necessary. I didn't choose that fully. It just was, I need to be out of this. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to do it without pain. But just pull the fucking band-aid off and get out of there.
Yep. No is a real word. Like, no, I cannot hang out. No.
Yeah. Thanks for the question.
How tall are you, Lindsay? I am 5'7 and a half. How tall are you, Daniel?
He's exaggerating. No, I'm talking.
No, it wasn't like yesterday's game.
Oh, no. I am 6 feet even.
Nice.
6 foot even? 6 foot? 6 feet?
6 feet.
6 feet equal me.
You know, nice.
I like that.
I accept myself, but I'm so jealous of you guys who are at that 6 foot mark. Like, every time I'm around you, I'm like,
I'm just
you
right
make
at
me
it.
Feel like a pretty lady, and I
You're
like
okay.
it.
You can have fun here with me.
Yeah, I'm like 5'9".
Whatever.
You know, it's respect. It's like we talked about in another episode.
That's
I'm just average.
It's okay. It's okay to be average.
I'm just right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Well,
is that it? Is that all the time we have?
Hitting that old dusty trail.
Thank you for submitting your questions.
Good questions, guys. Good
so
questions.
So
I love that living alone questions.
Yeah, it's fun talking about these things.
That
it's,
people never tell you, like, this is what living alone feels like.
Well, yeah. Like, that's kind of why we wanted to do the reboot, is like, there's so many aspects of adult life that no one prepares you for. All of a sudden, you're just in it. No one's prepped you for it. The answer might be more complicated than like life allows. You're like, what the fuck? There's so much coming at me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's fun. I like talking about this, like these questions on the pod, knowing what questions you guys have about life, because no one prepares you
There's
for
no
this.
There's no repository of answers somewhere. We're kind of, we could be that. We should stop talking about poop and stuff in our podcast.
You shut the fuck up, Daniel. You shut the fuck up.
Wait, but like,
I'll never give up poop.
What are we gonna talk about? Just how to make
people?
A to-do list.
Well, yeah.
I'd like to listen. Can you guys just talk
to me? It's like, we need tips, guys.
We need to talk about how to make to-do lists.
Help me. Go ahead.
Go on, Daniel and Devin.
On a very special episode of Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide.
I know we sort of gave advice the whole episode, but do you have like a wrap-up tip?
Oh, do we have a wrap-up tip? Oh, wrap-up tip. Wrap it up. No,
Wrap up your tip.
Wrap up tip. Oh, wow, that's great. Yo, guys, no is a real word. That's a valid tip, and it works in relationships, all types of the full gamut of adult life. You're going to have to say no to some certain things, even certain jobs that sound promising. If you read through that red, you know, the fine print, and you're like, no, this doesn't work, say no. Say no. No one can force you to do anything you don't want to do.
Nice. Like, start to train your vision to, like, follow your intuition. We see a lot of red flags before we ever actually acknowledge them. People are like, what are red flags? If you just slow down and you pay attention to that time where, I feel a little more anxious, or I don't feel as good when I left at that point, or that sounds a little fishy, or that seems like he's lying, or she, whatever. That's when you want to be like, ooh, I've assessed like 4 red flags, you know, in a matter of 2 weeks or whatever, and not get to that point where like, oh, wow, they throw up one green one and now you're kind of in it and all these red flags still, like, don't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, I love that. I saw someone comment. We talked on another episode about like kind of the time it takes to make it through a breakup, like is maybe half the time of the relationship if it was a long one. And this person commented like, mine's been double as long. What's been the hardest to process is how many red flags I was aware of that now, like what I put myself into, what I decided not to see, and then processing that. I know that was big in my major, one of my biggest breakups was like processing all the things that I knew. I saw them and I didn't either work to change them or draw a boundary or just get real with myself that I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
This is a problem for me.
A lot of the times, I say this all the time to my sponsor, there's a big bound. I don't know the difference sometimes between making a boundary and holding space. You don't know when you're allowing them to just like let that out and practice who they want to be, or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
I love it. My tip is we are all on the road together. Use a fucking blinker.
Wow.
Use a fucking blinker. It's not for you. It's for me behind you. Then I don't have to honk. Then I don't. It's all good if I know you're turning. But if you're just stopped in the middle of a fucking lane, I'm confused.
Right.
That's a metaphor for let people know your intentions, or you're like, seriously.
No, use a fucking blinker. That's our show, folks.
Peace.
Thanks so much for watching this episode of the Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide. If you guys want some clips from the show, go on over to Podco's YouTube channel. And you can also support our Patreon for more weekly bonus content. You guys know you want to see it. Thank you so much for watching. Peace.